Trial for non-citizen accused of murdering 22 elderly Americans in Texas delayed. By John Binder on June 30, 2020. The murder trial against an accused serial killer in Texas is set to be delayed beyond its April 2021 scheduled date due to the Chinese coronavirus crisis. Billy Kemmermere, 47 years old, is facing the death penalty for two elderly women he allegedly murdered. 81-year-old Lou T. Harris in March 2018 and 91-year-old Phyllis Payne in 2016. This week, Kemmermere's attorney confirmed to the Dallas Morning News that the murder trial will likely be delayed due to the crisis, noting that most trials have been delayed. The trial delay has also meant a delay in the ongoing investigations around Kemmermere's alleged victims. Family members for five of the victims are still waiting for their loved ones' death certificates to be relabeled from natural causes to homicide. In criminal court, prosecutors say Kemmermere is responsible for at least 14 murders of elderly Americans in the Dallas area. In civil lawsuits, Kemmermere has been accused of an additional 8 murders of elderly Americans. Prosecutors say Kemmermere would smother his victims to death and steal property from them. Kemmermere's alleged victims include 83-year-old Leah Corkin, 82-year-old Juanita Purdy, 88-year-old Mary Brooks, 84-year-old Minnie Campbell, 82-year-old Ann Conklin, 75-year-old Rosemary Curtis, 85-year-old Norma French, 92-year-old Doris Gleason, 81-year-old Lou T. Harris, 81-year-old Carolyn McPhee, 81-year-old Miriam Nelson, 91-year-old Phyllis Payne, 94-year-old Phoebe Perry, 80-year-old Martha Williams, 82-year-old Joyce Abramowitz, 87-year-old Glenna Day, 89-year-old Solomon Spring, 90-year-old Doris Wasserman, 86-year-old Margaret White, 79-year-old Diana Delahanty, 93-year-old Mamie Delmia. Jane Doe. Breitbart News exclusively reported that Kemmermere first arrived in the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. Though Kemmermere was supposed to only temporarily be in the U.S., he overstayed his visa and became an illegal alien who was eligible for deportation. Rather than being deported, Kemmermere was able to use the nation's legal immigration system, allowing him to obtain a green card after marrying an American citizen. In November 2007, Kemmermere was approved for a green card and obtained legal permanent resident status. Kemmermere had a criminal record, Breitbart News exclusively learned, including convictions for drunk driving, trespassing, assault, and obstructing a police officer. Kemmermere is currently being held on an $11.6 million bail in the Dallas County Jail. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder. Correction, this story and headline were updated to reflect that Kemmermere entered the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. His immigration status became illegal when his visa expired. However, in 2007, the federal government issued him a green card after he married a U.S. citizen.